chapter 14, verse 25 through 31. Very simple message. You pray for us. I'd like for God to help us tonight. I'm not just saying me. I'd like for Him to help all of us. Amen. Reach down with His big hand. Touch this place. Amen. I know that you're stirred, or you still ought to be stirred after 8 weeks of revival. You ought to be stirred. Amen. But oh, this is another day. This is another week. Tomorrow could be another trial. Tomorrow could be another valley. How we need the Lord to help us. Amen. We'll be reading verses 25 through verse 31. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered Him and said, "Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water." And He said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and called him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Amen. We often read this, and we've often heard it preached, about Jesus walking on the water and about Peter walking on the water. And that's great, of Christ's power that He had even over nature. We think of these wonderful things, but there was something happened here that I feel like is happening in a lot of our churches today. Amen. Not only did Jesus walk on the water, not only did Peter walk on the water, but Peter sunk. Amen. Peter sunk. Oh, God, help me. I'd like to preach, if God will help me, on sinking in the presence of the Lord. It's one thing to sink, but it's another thing to sink when the Lord's standing right there with you. Amen. It's one thing to I've been around the lakes and been on the water and in the dark hours of midnight, and it's a scary thing at times. I remember the first time I spent my first night bass fishing. My, I was terrified when the sun went down. I looked for miles and may see one little light shining a mile or 2 miles away, and that's all I could see. I was scared because I knew that if something happened, I couldn't swim. Amen. I remember out there, and after a while, I got a little used to it, and I got a little sleepy, and before I knew it, I found myself sleeping. Amen. Right there in that old boat. That didn't bother me. I got so sleepy, I had to get some sleep. Wasn't catching no fish, so I might as well do something profitable. Amen. You ever been there? Hallelujah. But here the Bible teaches us that in the fourth watch of the night, now if you'll go back to time scales and study them out, this was somewhere between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Amen. And I can imagine myself, I've been there, out there, and they tell me that the darkest hour is just before the dawn. Amen. And I've been out there many nights from sunset to sunrise. Amen. And it would get so dark that I couldn't see my hand in front of my face when the lights went out. Amen. Can you imagine being out on a ship and, amen, maybe there wasn't no light around, but, amen, in the darkness of that midnight, Peter and them disciples looked out and saw something coming across the top of the water. Amen. And they got scared and they cried out. Amen. And when Jesus saw the fear that they had, amen, he told them, said, "Be of good cheer. It is I." Amen. I remember sitting out on the boat one night, me and Brother Rocky Kirk and another brother fishing, and Brother Rocky was scared. And he'd never been out there like that. And we got to telling him, we made it worse. We told him, said, "Rock, said, what if somebody was to come down out of them woods, and man, they could kill us here. Amen, shoot us and rob us, and amen, they'd never find us." He's about ready to go home, and amen, and I had a .22 pistol on the side, and I thought, "I'm just going to make this worse." Amen, I pecked my buddy on the shoulder, and he cut the light out, and I squalled real loud and just cut down on that .22, and Rocky was about ready to walk on the water. Amen, he got scared. Amen, until he found out who it was. Amen, there's a lot of folks get to looking around at the problems, and amen, and get to looking around at the things of this life, and it's enough to make us, amen, get a little weary along the journey. Amen, but the Bible teaches us, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. No doubt Peter was thinking of this miraculous miracle. Amen, when he looked out and saw Jesus, amen, walking on the water. Amen, but still there was a little doubt now, because he said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come." Amen, Jesus had already told him it was him, but he said, "If it's really you, Lord, bid me to come." Amen, and Jesus spake the word, "Come." Amen, so Peter, stepping out on faith, amen, began to walk on top of the water. Amen, but here was the problem. Amen, when he took his eyes off of the Lord, even though he was standing, amen, not in the presence of the Lord, amen, the Lord was around him. Amen, ain't you glad that he's with us tonight? Amen, we may not run the aisles, amen, and shouted the night, but I felt his presence. Amen, he's in the midst of our storms. He's in the valleys we walk through. Amen, look around. Amen, the Lord's with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. But he said, "I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." Amen. But Peter got to looking around as the waves begin to roll up. Amen. Peter got to looking, took his eyes off of the very thing that was going to help him. Amen. People have took their eyes off of the very thing, amen, that's been handed down to you and I to help lead and guide us through this wicked world. Amen. This is our roadmap. Amen. The Bible is the guidelines. Amen. I thought somebody at the meeting last night, I believe it was talking about folks, amen, have taken their eyes, amen, off of the Word of God. Amen, what they don't want to hear or what they don't want to see, they've taken it out. Amen, but that doesn't make it right. Amen, help me now. I mean, if the Word of God cuts us out, amen, it's the Word of God, and we'll have to take it just as it is. Amen, God has sent preachers by. Amen, all down through the years, and the very presence of the Lord, amen, has anointed them, amen, and been in the midst of tabernacles all over the country, but yet folks sat down, amen, with their eyes on other things, amen, with their eyes on problems. Amen, we need to get our eyes off of the problems and get them on the promises of God. And we know, I said we know, and we have an assurance that he'll see us through no matter what we face in life. Can you shout amen? Oh God, listen, Jesus himself came under his own. In John chapter 1 verse 11, he said, "I came under my own, and my own received me not." Amen. Jesus preached and taught all over all throughout the land. Amen. There was many that sat among his teaching and among his preaching. And the Bible said they knew him not. Amen. But the Bible also said in verse 12 of John chapter 1, that as many as received him, amen, that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believeth. Amen. Too many times we said, amen, right in the presence of God. Amen. Right while his wonderful spirit, amen, hovers all around us. Amen. And we're so afraid, amen, just to lift our hand up and cry unto him. Amen. Even though we're saved, amen, we've been set free from the world of sin. Amen. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. He brought us up and out. Amen. Of that horrible pit. Amen. There are times that I've had to cry out to God, Lord, rescue me. Amen. I'm a sinker. Amen. The problems is about to overtake me. Come to my rescue. But for our sake, right in the house of God. Oh, God. Oh, I used to, as a young boy, there was men and women, amen, that I looked up to, amen, as good holiness, mothers and fathers in the Lord. But they've sat right in the presence of the Lord under good holiness preaching, me knowing the power of God's been there, and they have sunk, amen, until they have lost the victory that they once had. They've lost their joy. They've lost their glory. Come on now, help me. Pray, honey, pray. Oh, God. Jesus has come by. Amen. I heard about the great revival. Amen. The great report. Amen. It's been spread all abroad. Amen. Of how God moved. Amen. But do you realize? Amen. They could have been somebody. Amen. That sat and looked at their problems. Amen. And thought they was bigger. Amen. Than what God could do. Amen. They ain't a mountain too high. Amen. That we can't conquer. They ain't a valley too low. Amen. That Jesus can't reach down. Amen. And lift us up above the shadows and plant our feet on a higher ground. All we've got to do is cry out, Lord, save me. Amen. Oh, but I'd be embarrassed. Peter wasn't embarrassed. He was about to die. He was about to go under for his last time. Amen. Oh, they tell me that a drowning man is one of the hardest victims to rescue. You can't get them. You can't go on to them face to face. Because if you do, they'll end up drowning themselves and pull you under too. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. It's happened many times. Amen. I love to rescue folks. Amen. That's sinking. Amen. But I'm not going to join them. Amen. To win them over. Come on now. I'm not going to follow after some off-the-wall doctrine. Amen. To win them over. Amen. What are you going to do? I'm going to do spiritually just like I would do naturally. Amen. I'm going to get in behind them. Amen. And you can't just reach and get them by the hand. Amen. Because that won't save them. Amen. You get somebody that's drowning, you get right in under both of their arms and just begin to lift them up. Amen. And that's the only way to save them. Amen. Hold to them any way you can. Pull them into the bank. Amen. I've looked around at folks sat right in the house of God, and the very presence of the Lord would be there. Amen. To help them. Amen. But they were so carried away. Amen. In their own lifestyle, in their own way of living, that they sat right there and sought deeper and deeper. Amen. You can only go down so many times. Amen. One of them times.
lives. Amen. It'll be your last. One of these nights is going to be the last time that we'll ever sell. Amen. At Highway Holiness Church, out for Hamilton, Ohio. Amen. One of these times is going to be the last time that we witness the very presence of the Lord. And we better get a hold of it. We better get in it while we can. Amen. While we're able. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. Amen. Most of that generally accredited to Solomon. He said, I've called and you've refused. I've stretched forth my hand, but no man regarded. Amen. One of the last things that goes down, amen, most of the time, amen, is a man's hand when he drowns, a fighting to save his life. Amen. Oh, Peter got to looking at the problems. He got to looking at the waves. Amen, as they rolled in, tide after tide. Amen, he thought, oh, I can't make it through this storm. Amen. And so he took his eyes off of Jesus. Amen. And beginning to sink, verse 30 said, he's cried, Lord, save me. Amen. That's all we'll have to do. Amen. I was here the night that Brother Rich preached the message. Amen. About the cry. Amen. The righteous cry. Amen. And how the Lord will deliver them out of all their distresses. Amen. Sometimes we've got to humble ourselves. Amen. Even as a little child. Amen. And cry out to God. Amen. And say, Lord, I'm awaiting down here. I'm in trouble. Amen. The enemy. Amen. It's come in like a flood. And I need to feel your spirit to lift me up. Amen. And place my feet on a higher ground. He'll do it again. Amen. He'll pick you up. I heard a black preacher. Here, a colored preacher. Amen. Excuse me. Preaching a while back. And if you ain't never been in colored meeting, you're missing something. Amen. I wasn't in meeting. I just heard him. And man, he got that soul blood flowing. I mean, he got that moaning and a groaning and I loved it. He said, my brother, said he'll pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on a higher ground. And that's what he can do tonight. Not only will he, amen, but he can. And not only can he, but he will. Amen. All we've got to do, amen, is cry out to him. If we never pray, then we needn't expect him to move for us. My little girl never cried every once in a while for something. No, it ain't every once in a while. It's about every time we go to the store. I mean, that jug gets ridiculous. And I've just been so tender-hearted, and I like to give in to her. And if she goes for a few days and don't cry for something, I'll take her and buy her something. I guess that makes it worse. But if she never did cry for nothing, amen, I wouldn't really have to get her nothing. Amen. But every time I go to the store, she wants bubble gum or certs or candy. And she'll cry sometime. That just breaks my heart. And I say, honey, you ain't getting nothing this time. Oh, but the time she gets done crying, I just about have to ask the Lord to forgive me right there in the store. And, amen. Every once in a while, I'll tell her, now you ain't getting nothing when we go. And she don't get nothing. Amen. We ought to spoil them. I mean, I know some children thought they had to have something every time they went to the store. And I seen where mine was about to get like that, and I'm trying to break her. Amen. But when she cried, it just touched my heart. And I just have to just about, I mean, if it was within reason, I'd just about have to buy it. I mean, if it wasn't over a dollar, amen, I'd buy it for her. But now sometimes they get carried away. And here a while back, she got to wanting one of them big $30 dollhouses. And she cried. I said, honey, don't cry to me. Go to Papa. Amen. Guess what she got for Christmas? A $130 dollhouse. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, that was one need I couldn't meet. Amen. But I knew Papa could meet it. Amen. So she got that, and she wanted something else from Little Tops. I said, go cry to Papa. Amen. Just keep crying. Somebody will hear you cry. Yeah. Woo. Amen. But we don't have to run from here to yonder and yonder to there. Amen. All we got to do is cry out to the Lord. Amen. For the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto our cry. All he's waiting for is somebody to say, Lord, help me. I'm in trouble. Amen. The problems of this life is about to weigh me down. Amen. You can't run a race weighted down. Amen. Help me, Lord. We got a brother down our church, about 6'1". About 450 pounds, man. That's a man. He's a big fella. I wouldn't ever get him to ride jockey on a horse in a horse race. I'd get me somebody about the size of this fella sitting right here. Amen. Somebody that wasn't all weighted down. Amen. And spiritually, we can't run this race. Amen. Looking off at every problem and letting them weigh us down. Amen. We're going to have to reach up. Amen. And cry out, Lord, save me. Amen. And he is just and he is faithful to reaching down and picking us up. Amen. And delivering us from all of our problems. Don't sit here at Highway Holiness or any other church and sink and be like the story of many others that have sat in a holiness church, wouldn't praise the Lord, wouldn't pray around the altar, come on now, wouldn't lift their hands when the preacher said lift your hands, wouldn't give the Lord a good hand praise. Oh no, they just sat there, and before long they found themselves just about to go under. Amen. I've not always been riding on the mountaintop. Amen. I've not always been a flying high like the eagle. Amen. But I've never, as I said, Brother Lee Stanton's the other night, the flame may have flickered, but the fires never went out. Amen. Amen. I started out to win this race. Amen. To serve the Lord and to look upon his face. And I've come too far now to turn back. I feel like that colored brother that said, I've got my mind made up to serve the Lord. There ain't a mountain too high, there ain't a valley too low. There's not a rough side of a mountain that we can't climb as long as we'll keep looking unto the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He's here to help us. He wants to help us. Amen. He don't want no one to die lost. Amen. For Peter said, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Neither is it God's will that saints of God sit right in his presence. Amen. And leave night after night, revival after revival, week after week. Amen. Carrying the same problem. Amen. The same weight is weighing them down. Amen. Let's do like Paul said. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight. Amen. And the sin that will so easily beset us. Amen. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Amen. If we can testify like Paul, when he said, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Amen. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day. And not unto me only, but unto all of them that love is appearing. Amen. It's not just for me. It's not just for you. Amen. It's just not for the United States. It's for whosoever will. All we got to do is come, believe, and receive. Amen. Oh, God. You see, there was a man in the book of Daniel by the name of Belshazzar. Sat right there in a good time party when he'd called 1,000 of his lords and his wives and concubines, and they was eating and drinking, having a good time. But there was something strange happened. The presence of God came in that place, not in a man preaching, not in a singer singing, but the very hand, amen, the very finger of a man's hand began to write over on the plaster of the wall and gave old Belshazzar a message. Amen. He didn't know what it was. He didn't even realize that the hand of God, amen, was reaching out for him one last time. That was his last chance. He didn't know that. He called the astrologers, the soothsayers, the Chaldeans to come in and read the inscription. They couldn't read. They couldn't read it. Amen. He promised them to be the third ruler in the kingdom. Put a scarlet robe on them, a chain of gold about their neck. Oh, but someone told him, I know a man of God by the name of Daniel. Said he can read that. He can tell you what's going on. Amen. He can tell you what's about to happen. Amen. God has sent me and by time and time again to folks and to tell them, amen, they better run to the ark of safety before time runs out. We don't know, but what this could be somebody's last time, amen, to get lifted up. This could be somebody's last chance, amen, to get in the presence of the Lord like we need to be. Amen. It's going to mean more than just sitting in a pew and seeing the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're going to have to get right in the midst of it. Amen. And feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I'm talking more than just a few cold chills running up and down our spine. Amen. What this generation today needs, amen, is an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost-shaken, and it shake the very foundation, amen, of our hearts, and to stir us up, and to help us realize that today could be our last day on this earth. If he comes back, or death was to visit you, and there's something hanging on us that shouldn't be, too late. Too late. Today is a day of salvation. Tonight, amen, the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Yet someone may leave here in the same condition that you came in. Don't be like Belshazzar. They brought a man of God by the name of Daniel. He read to him. He told him, "Scott, I don't want your gifts." He didn't want to be the third ruler. He didn't want a chain of gold hanging about his neck. He didn't want the costly array that he was going to give him. He came on business for the king. Amen. That's why we're here tonight. That's why you're here, I hope. On business for the king. Amen. We're not here, amen, to receive chains of gold or costly array. We're not here to receive your offering. We appreciate it. We didn't come for that. But we're here because we love God. Because when I left here the other night, 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, I didn't know I was going to sing five songs that night. Amen. I don't see how I've done it. I really don't. My throat just normally wouldn't hold up to that. But I sure enjoyed it. I left here rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I thought, Lord, I'm headed home after church or in the morning. I got to go back to Germantown to hook up. Amen. I thought, Lord, before I go, I want to go, amen, down the highway. And I was praying. I was disappointed when I come in and that man wasn't here. But I'm not disappointed tonight. Now, amen, I know that we're serving a God could reach down. I'll tell you how I feel. I'm just going to try to believe enough that somebody, when I see you the next time, you probably can't reach me at home because I miss going home for a few days and leaving again. But I hope the next time I come, somebody gives me a report that man got saved. He sat here the other night while the miraculous move of God, amen, was hovered all around us. Amen. And little by little, he was sinking. I wanted to save him, but I couldn't. I can't save nobody. You can't save nobody. Amen. But if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, amen, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If the people of God will humble themselves, God can still add to the church daily such as should be saved. Can you say amen? I know he can. I know he can. I know he will. Amen. For he is well able. Daniel looked at Belshazzar, gave him a report he didn't want to hear. Said, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. There's a lot of people sitting in the house of God today that is weighed in the balance. Whether holiness is right or whether it's wrong. Listen, living ungodly, living unrighteously, dressing like Hollywood with costly array, gold hanging all over, is not holiness. Amen? Daniel didn't want that. He wanted Belshazzar to realize he needed to make a move.
Right.
Peter got to looking around. After a while, Peter decided, I better make a move or I'm going under. And it could be my last time down.
Thank God.
So what did he do? He didn't run to the on the ship. I'm talking the crew leader. He didn't holler for a life jacket. He looked to Jesus, our only help in time of trouble. David said he's our very present help in the time of trouble. David was a man that knew what it was to be in trouble and to cry after the Lord. And the Lord come and help him. Peter knew that his only help was to cry out to Jesus. Belshazzar was warned. You better make things right.
Right.
He may not have been given the very message that Hezekiah was given. Set thine house in order. You're surely going to die. But it was just in other words, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Thy kingdom is divided. The Bible teaches us in the 29th, the 30th verse, the 5th chapter of the book of Daniel, that in that same night, Belshazzar was slain. Never found word that he took heed to the man of God. In verse 30, in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius, the Median, took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. He had a chance. If we don't lift him up, if we don't praise the Lord, if we don't cry unto the Lord, he'll raise up somebody that will. I don't want the rocks and the mountains to cry out in my place. The rocks and the mountains can't save me. But I know a man who can. While they're getting us a song, the reason I was so excited, I was here and I heard the words to that song, that new verse Brother Collins had written. I'd been studying about the eagle. I've sung that song 3 or 4 nights this week. I wore it out, and I quit singing it for a long time, and people got to request it again, so I fired it back up. And it still is good, and just keeps getting better. And I was studying about an eagle, and they're a very, very unique bird. They're different from any bird that you can read about, see, or find. An eagle is just different. And I wonder why it was that Isaiah said that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. I wondered why eagles? They tell me that an eagle is, a lot of times, can be out flying by itself. Maybe times we felt like we're all alone. Nobody around to help us. Here comes the enemy surrounding us. They tell me that the condor and the hawk and the buzzard can surround that eagle. They're going to take that eagle's life. They're going to feast from that eagle. That eagle's only got one way out. They've got a special membrane in their eyes that they can look directly into the sun ball and it doesn't bother them. Now, we can't do that. You do it, it'll blind you. When you take your eyes off, it's just black spots everywhere. You just can't see. The eagle is the only bird ever been known that could do that. And so that eagle knows that his only help, his only refuge, is to look right into that sun and fly right toward it. And that hawk and that buzzard and that condor will try come in for his attack, and that eagle will be gone. They can't find it because it's directly in the sunlight. Now listen, if the people of God would keep their eyes on the Son of God, that bright shining light that leads the way to heaven, and quit taking their eyes off of him, the enemy can only come so far. He can't cross the bloodline. So you know what I'm going to do, Brother Hughes? I'm going to keep my eyes set on the things above instead of the things below. Peter got to looking at the things below. And right there in the presence of the Lord, he sunk. Or he began to sink. He realized he couldn't get carried away with the things of this life. Belshazzar didn't take heed. Therefore, Belshazzar was slain. Listen. Doctors, lawyers, parents may go a long ways, but they can't do for me like Jesus can. They can't do for you like the Lord can tonight. While they're getting ready to sing, let's bow our heads. Father, I've done the best of my ability with this message tonight. I realize that many men could have preached it far greater than I. But Lord, help us not to sink. Help us not to sit here at Highway Holiness and sink. But Lord, help us to run to you and to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to run to this city of refuge when trouble comes by our way. Help us not to fail, Lord, but God, to stand strong, and even in the hours of midnight when it seems no one's around. Even when darkness has hovered all around us, let that light shine down to lead us, Lord, and to guide us through this wicked world. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord. God, help us from this night forth. Lord, if there be one here tonight that this message, Lord, has touched their heart, help them to realize, Lord, they could be going down for their last time. Help us to look unto you, Lord, and cry out for help. And I know that you are just and faithful to reaching down, picking us up. We'll never fail to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand.